Chapter 3 'Twas town, yet country too. You felt the warmth of clustering houses in the wintry time, supped with a friend and went by lantern home, yet from your chamber window you could hear the tiny bleat of new-yeaned lambs, or see the children bend beside the hedgerow banks to pluck the primroses. Treby Magna, on which the Reform Bill had thrust the new honour of being a polling place, had been, at the beginning of the century, quite a typical old market town, lying in pleasant sleepiness among green pastures, with a rush-fringed river meandering through them. Its principal street had various handsome and tall-windowed brick houses with walled gardens behind them, and at the end, where it widened into the market-place, there was the cheerful rough-stuccoed front of that excellent inn, the Marquis of Granby, where the farmers put up their gigs, not only on fair and market-days, but on exceptional Sundays when they came to church. And the church was one of those fine old English structures worth travelling to see, standing in a broad churchyard with a line of solemn yew-trees beside it, and lifting a majestic tower and spire far above the red and purple roofs of the town. It was not large enough to hold all the parishioners of a parish which stretched over distant villages and hamlets, but then they were never so unreasonable as to wish to be all in at once, and had never complained that the space of a large side chapel was taken up by the tombs of the Debarrys and shut in by a handsome iron screen. For when the black Benedictines ceased to pray and chant in this church, when the Blessed Virgin and St. Gregory were expelled, the Debarrys, as lords of the manor, naturally came next to Providence and took the place of the saints. Long before that time, indeed, there had been a Sir Maximus Debarry who had been at the fortifying of the old castle, which now stood in ruins in the midst of the green pastures, and with its sheltering wall towards the north, made an excellent straw yard for the pigs of Wace and Company, brewers of the celebrated Treby beer. Wace and Company did not stand alone in the town as prosperous traders on a large scale, to say nothing of those who had retired from business. And in no country town of the same small size as Treby was there a larger proportion of families who had handsome sets of china without handles, hereditary punch bowls, and large silver ladles with a Queen Anne's guinea in the centre.